The Gaily Show. I'm Jay Cook.
And I'm Graeme David.
On today's show, so what are your plans for 2019?
What are they? I mean, also, what do you want to achieve?
Should we do that again?
Oh, why?
Oh, because...
It was great.
Oh, okay, right. Is it right to lust after straight men?
And how long does it take to get over that Christmas and New Year's party season?
Oh, and also, there's a gay bar coming to EastEnders. But all of that is after this. If you enjoy what we do and you'd like to support us, please head on over to thegayuk.com/support, where you can donate a tiny, small, insignificant amount that will help keep us on the air.
Absolutely. All of your donations help keep the lights on, pay for the broadband, and keep our tootsies warm during the winter months. So simply head over to thegayuk.com/support.
Ah, oh, Graeme, how are you doing?
I'm fabulous. I feel like... It feels a bit like deja vu, to be honest. A bit like Groundhog Day.
I tell you what, if you've just joined us on the podcast, we did a whole like segment on the show just now, and I forgot to press record.
So we're doing it again, just for you people listening on the podcast.
Just for the podcasters. How are you doing? Did you know that you can rate and review us?
If you downloaded the podcast.
We would love for you to do that. It'd be really fantastic. So, hello and welcome to us. If you're joining us live on Facebook Live, YouTube and Twitter, it's really lovely to have you
here.
We're
getting around, aren't we?
We are certainly getting around. We're streaming all over the place.
So, we were talking about, weren't we, earlier today, about our plans, or about 5 minutes ago, for 2019, and what our aspirations were for the year ahead.
Say that again. What are...
aspirations were...
No, but it sounded like you were in Blood Brothers just then.
It did come out of a little scouse. What our aspirations are for 2019, eh? And I have two. One is to bulk up my chest a little bit. I'd like to... Because I'm no spring chicken anymore. I'm not.
Oh, no, don't say it, Graeme.
I'll be honest.
No, no,
and
no.
They're starting to look self a little bit, so I want to just bring them up, back up a little bit, me pecs, bring them up a little bit, and just me upper arms. I'd like a little bit more of on there as well.
Me arms?
Me arms.
What's happened to you?
What?
We've done... you're just going very regional. I mean, I like it.
Well, that's because I'm getting excited.
Is that what it is?
I'm always excited by a new year.
So you're going to...
I'm not doing anything major. I just want to... keep it in my mind that I will like kind of a more toned upper body.
Right, okay.
In the upper half.
Okay.
And my other aspiration for this year is to climb Ben Nevis.
Okay. Oh, Ben Nevis, because which is the one that you normally do?
Oh, I usually go to Snowdonia region, and lots of mountains around Snowdonia. Beautiful. You should go.
Okay. All right.
You don't like mountain climbing.
No, I don't like mountain climbing, let's face it.
So, yes, I'd like to go and climb Ben Nevis this year, and then that will tick off my three peaks of the highest mountains in England, Scotland and Wales.
So, hang on, have you done them all? No.
Yeah, I've done Snowdon, so that's in Wales, in Snowdonia. I've done Scarfell Pike, that's up in the Lake District. And so there's just Ben Nevis now up in Scotland.
Okay. Right.
And then I've done all three. And then I can start looking further afield then, like, you know, Everest.
Just waiting for you to ask me what mine are. I just can't just talk into it.
Oh, okay, go on. And what's your aspirations? I've already asked you this, though, and I asked him the other day, I said, what's your resolutions?
Yeah, you asked me what the resolutions are, and
I'm
not making any resolutions. No, no, it's pointless making resolutions, because they'll be broken, and then I'll feel like I've failed.
Loser.
Yeah.
Like not pressing record buttons.
Yeah, well, I'm... So, I really like for us to continue doing this on a daily basis and make our daily show a bit more of a connection between us and the readers and the viewers and just that. So I'd really quite like to do more of this. I'd also like to take this like on the road, like, you know, do it live in bars up and down the country.
We did it once, didn't we? We had one live show in Weston-super-Mare.
And I really enjoyed that. It was quite nice to kind of like, you know, feel the fear. We're going live. Damn it.
Feel fear and do it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Lovely book.
Oh, it's did you actually read it?
I didn't, no, but I read the title.
That's
and the
good.
Title, all I needed from that book was the title.
That's all you needed, to be honest, let's face it.
Yeah.
Yes, so messages aren't coming through on any platforms, unfortunately, for some reason. I don't really quite know how to work this.
We have set up a new system. In fact, I say we. Jake set up a new system on New Year's Eve. And if you joined us for New Year's Eve, I hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you're now sober, because I was a little bit merry on New Year's Eve.
Were you?
I was a little bit merry, yeah.
What did we do? Oh, yes, we did a show.
We got to midnight and it went ballistic outside.
It because, did, didn't it? There were people setting off fireworks in the back passage.
Oh, my goodness. I screeched.
You did, actually. It was quite
literally,
hilarious.
The road at the back, because we've got a roof garden, so you go onto the roof garden, then there's just the road at the back. And in the road at the back, they were setting off fireworks, weren't they? So they were literally banging where our roof garden is. And one of them, I thought, was coming to get me. Well, I screeched. Ran indoors, didn't I?
You did. It was quite hilarious. Right.
Anyway, so what's your aspirations for 2019? Do let us know.
Right. Yes, please do let us know in the comments. If you're joining us, say hello. We'd love to hear from you. Right. Okay.
So what would you like to look forward to then in 2019, apart from taking this on the road?
Do you know, I think last year we did lots of prides. We went round to lots of prides around the UK, and I'd like to do more this year. So I don't know, how many did we do last year? Was it 11 or 12?
Last year, I think it was 11 in total.
So I'd like to do more, like one on every weekend over the summer.
Wow.
And well, meet starting, more people.
Start in February, don't they? With Student Pride.
Yeah, so hopefully we were talking about Student Pride today. So maybe if we can book a space, we'll go and do Student Pride and sell our bits and pieces on the...
like these?
Like
yes,
that.
Absolutely. We run an online shop. We do. So I'm sporting our... You probably can't see them there, but we now have... they are genuine Swarovski rainbow bracelets.
Nice bit of that. Nice bit of...
So that's a rainbow Swarovski ones.
Nice bit of jewels there.
Nice bit of jewels. And we also do it in a black bracelet with a rainbow setting as well.
And for those of you who are watching, you'll notice that Graham's never let me wear any of the jewellery.
Nope. It's because I won't get it back.
No, you will get it back.
Oh, also, a lovely little seller. If you're looking for a new key ring in 2019, then look at these adorable little unicorns.
Oh, gosh.
They're being a bit washed out by the lights, but it's a fabulous little unicorn. It's got a rainbow mane, and that'll look great dangled on your car keys.
I said we should make those into earrings.
You did, but I think they're too heavy for earrings. You'd have lobes down by
your
knees.
Have you not seen Pat Butcher?
Yeah, she'd have lobes down by
your
knees.
But you wouldn't wear them forever. You just wear them for if you're listening on the podcast, they're only tiny and they're not heavy at all. What are you talking about? Have you seen the jewels that some people have going from their lobes?
I have.
I'll tell you what. Right, moving on to our first story of the evening then. Is it right to lust after straight men?
Ooh,
now, I'll tell you, lust. I did actually ask this question on Twitter earlier. So if you want to go and visit us online on Twitter, we're twitter.com/thegayuk. And so I wrote, after soap actor Christian Keys asked gay men to stop sexual messages on Instagram, we want to know, do you think it's right to lust after straight men? We'll go into the story in just a sec. But, Graham, give us a score so far.
63% of you said absolutely yes, it's absolutely fine to lust after straight men.
Okay.
29% said no, and 8% said they were not.
Oh, no, it just changed.
Life change.
Life changing.
61% said yes, 28% said no, 11% now say they're not sure.
They're not sure. So, okay, the story is that a soap actor by the name of... Did you move all my stuff? Did you?
No, I didn't.
There you go. Right, soap actor called Christian Keys took to Instagram a couple of days ago to ask gay men, bi men, to stop sending him harassing messages. Apparently, he was getting a lot of slides in his DM. I think that's what the kids are saying.
Slides?
So you're sliding into my DMs?
Oh, not one of those, like, viewfinder slides.
I actually thought that it was like a pair of boots to begin with.
An elephant. It's a giraffe.
No, not one of those.
Oh, okay.
So he's a soap star in a show called Saints and Sinners, and he has called on gay men... We've never seen it. Called on gay and bisexual men to stop with the aubergine emojis and intimate DMs on Instagram. The 43-year-old actor recorded a special message, which he prefaced with, "This is going to get me into trouble." It's like, if you have to say that at the front end, maybe you just should turn off the recorder. Although, to be honest...
I mean, in fairness, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
Okay, well, let me just do the whole story and then we'll comment. So he started his video message to his 347,000 followers, saying that he had nothing against his gay people, and he said, "It ain't my business. That's between you, who you love, and God." But he went, "Gentlemen, let's not be in the comments section with the eggplant emoji and, you know, the sexual comments. I'm not a fan of that. I appreciate you supporting my work, but let's not be in the DMs telling me, 'Hey, sexy, what's up? What's good?'" And then he went, "Nothing. Absolutely nothing." So again, if I respect your truth, respect mine, respect people's truths. Nobody needs to be harassing nobody and doing all of that, man. It's too much. It's too aggressive.
Oh, so, please. If a woman started DMing me saying, "Hey, sexy," I'd probably say, "Hi, how you doing?"
Yeah, but isn't it the same thing as that when you're in at a friend's wedding and that slightly drunk aunt that nobody really knows who drags you on to the dance floor when you really don't want to and starts kind of like, you know, humping your knee? Isn't it just like that?
Isn't absolutely nothing like that.
Okay.
What, so physical contact, where you're actually with someone, and then sending someone a message saying, "Hi, sexy, how are you doing?"
But aren't they both forms of harassment, I think is my point.
I don't know. I'm people can text or write what they like, you see. I couldn't care less.
But if you're straight, and then you've got a bunch... I know a lot of straight guys who'd be like, "You know what? If gay guys are getting off on this... wicked," you know, would take it as a compliment. But then I guess it's about how much it happens. If it's happening every day, hundreds of times a day, because he's got like, what, 347,000? Yes.
What show's he in?
It's called Saints and Sinners.
Okay, so he's an actor.
Yeah.
And he's getting messages from probably women as well.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's got a problem with the women.
He's got a problem with the men saying, yes, "Hey, sexy, how you doing?"
But if he's not gay, then...
But so what? You're an actor.
Yeah.
They don't know him personally.
No, I suppose. I guess it's just that maybe he had just received like the 100th message that day and he's just not into it.
I mean, in fairness, I think Jim Carrey, if I sent Jim Carrey from The Mask saying, "Hey, sexy, how you doing? Loved you in The Mask," which I did. And actually, Jim Carrey's quite, you know, he's quite toned, quite buff, quite liked him. But if I said that, I mean, he'd probably be very flattered.
Yeah, but that's just one person. But can you imagine if it was like... 100 people, 100 times a day.
Are you telling me that this actor that no one's heard of has got kind of...
Obviously, that people have heard of him.
He's got like, I don't know, 50% of the gay men community kind of messaging him every night.
Well, obviously it's not 50% of the gay community, is it?
So he's had a couple of messages and he's getting a bit irate by it.
Well, we don't know how many messages.
He's probably had one. I don't even know who he is.
But the bit that made me kind of go, I'm like, oh, fine, okay, if you feel like... First of all...
Turn your DMs off.
Thanks, Graham. Yeah.
I just thought of that.
Just turn your DMs off. Like, stop accepting messages. We've got, like, Instagram, and I don't see the messages.
See, I think he just loves the attention.
And second of all, it's like the bit that he started off with is like, "It ain't my business. That's between you, who you love, and God." What's God got to do with it? It just made me feel a bit uncomfortable, like the fact that he felt like he needed to put that in.
So, well, then maybe he's quite deeply religious, and so being deeply religious, being kind of lusted on via by gay men is kind of, he looks at as
not appropriate to his
religion.
Sensibilities. Well, maybe.
I guess maybe in the same sense that you wouldn't go up to because I know with Muslim women, you're not really, I think this is right, that you're not meant to have contact with them, or some of them, no, without their male partner or their male husband there.
Not.
So other men can't talk to them or shake their hands.
Very strict circumstances.
Yeah, exactly. In very strict circumstances. So you, maybe it's something very similar like that.
Possibly. I just think that, in this day and age, I question why it's a problem to him, but I'm not saying that it's not a problem to him. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, why is it a problem to you? And I'm not saying that it isn't, but why is it a problem?
I think in this day and age, someone's saying something nice to you, just take it.
I know. Dear God, social media can be, like, really harsh sometimes. If you're getting a bit of love, I mean, at the end of the day, he doesn't say that anybody's sending him actual, like, dick pics or anything like that.
Or underwear through the post. Or
they're sending him aubergine emojis. I mean, it's not...
I don't know. It sounds like someone wants to get his name out there. Has anyone seen Saints and... How's it? Saints and Sinners? He's in a programme called Saints and Sinners.
I mean, what does he expect?
What does God think about that? Maybe he plays a nice character in it.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I have to know. I've never watched it. Okay.
See, these stories just make me laugh. Okay. I'm sorry.
Go on,
so is it right to lust after straight men? Well, yeah, you can lust after whoever you like. Depends on whether you contact them or kind of you're harassing them or that kind of thing.
You're acting on it, and maybe he just doesn't want you to act on it. That's the thing.
Telling an actor or us that you fancy us, I don't think I'm that a problem.
Go on, move on to the next story.
Right. This is how long it takes to get over your Christmas and New Year's hangovers, as if you didn't know already. Know how long it's taken me. Oof. Yes, apparently there's been a survey done by a company called Spana. I think it's called, pronounced Spana. Spana.org. They are the Society for the Protection of Animals Abroad. Anyway, they've done this survey of 2,000 people. 2,000 adults. And they found Jeffrey Dennis, who is the chief executive of Spana, said that going back to work after time off can be a shock to the system. Especially after a sustained period of parties, lions, and relaxation. We didn't go to that many parties, did we?
I'm just checking messages.
Oh, you're not engaging. Okay, I see. Sorry, it's just you and I. It's just you and I tonight.
Keep talking.
So, is this why you gave me a story to do? So that you can just play on your phone?
Because I need to check whether the messages are coming through.
He wants to know if anyone's called him hunky or sexy in his DMs. That's what it is.
Could someone send a message by whichever platform that they're sending? Because I'd just like to see that it's working, that's all. Just someone say hello. As I'm sure that there is. But anyway.
We'll probably get them at the end.
Probably. They'll all come through and we'll...
So this survey, they found that 44% of adults reckon that they're going to suffer from the January blues. Do you get January blues?
Yeah.
No. She's often got that face. And 52% said that during the early part of the month, they'll only be at work in body, but not in mind.
Okay.
I feel like you're here in body sometimes and not in mind.
I'm not here in mind at the moment.
And that 3 in 10 workers said they fully expected to be working in January. They reckon the work was going to be awful. 3 in 10 reckon that working in January is awful.
But the whole of January?
Yeah.
Lazy bastards.
They also know that they can't have time off in January. And a fifth said that they're likely to return to work. They're likely to return to work to a big load.
What line of work are they in?
I don't know.
Can you imagine returning to work with a big load?
I can't see many studios, kind of, you know, after all the Christmas parties. They also say that more than a fifth of adults have considered calling in sick for the first few days back to work.
Yeah, I bet that happens quite a lot.
And more than half of workers are expecting to feel sad the evening before their first day. That takes me back to school.
Oh my God.
When you had to go back to school for the first day.
The day before.
After like the summer holidays. And it's like, oh, I've got to go back to school now. And you're all sad. And then you get there and you're so excited because you've got a new pencil case.
Oh, that was the best bit about going back, actually.
The new pencil case. And the new eraser.
And the protractor that you'd never use.
And the compass just to stab people.
Is that what you did? Is that what you did?
Oh, we kept it real up north.
I tell you what, they used to stab each other with fountain pens on the bus home from school.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, why? This is North London for you, I tell you.
Well.
I don't know why. It was, yes, but I do remember people used to stab each other with fountain pens. And then you get, like, ink poisoning because of the...
ink poisoning.
They'd be off for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, they also reckon that half of people that were polled have no intentions of making any social arrangements in January. They're all pooped out. They're all too partied out, apparently. When they were asked why, they said that 12% said they'd be too grumpy.
Okay.
And they also said that a third said that they'll have no money. Well, I know that feeling. Well, everyone's skint after Christmas and New Year's and everything else. Anyway, the reason they did this survey, obviously, is because they... Obviously, they are SPANA, which is the Society for Protection of Animals Abroad. They say it's a very difficult story, different story, working for the working animals overseas. They say that these animals have no holidays or retirement. They work day in, day out in punishing conditions to help families in the poorest communities who otherwise have nothing. So basically, they help. This charity helps animals with like vet fees and, you know, looking after the animals that work so hard. So if you are complaining about going back to work, then just thank yourself lucky that you're not a working donkey.
An old mule.
Or an old mule or a camel.
Oh.
It's sad, what, these animals.
What's a Christmas, like a polar bear? No. And you know,
a Christmas animal?
Yeah, or a reindeer. Thank God you're not a reindeer. Just saying.
Well, reindeers aren't on the list.
Well, yeah.
He said horses, donkeys, camels.
And, you know, Shetland ponies in all those pantos.
Working 1 month a year.
Well, yeah, but it's not a matinee and...
Oh, I suppose. It's quite grueling, a panto. I've done panto.
You have done, haven't you?
I have. Quite grueling process.
For the audience. Oh, yeah. I made you laugh.
You see, 2019 has started.
Oh, that's what I want to do this year. I'm constantly laughing at Graham. He's the funniest person I've ever met. But, like, not funny, but, like, funny kind of like, that's a bit creepy. But I never make Graham laugh. Like, well, I do, but only when I fall over and things like that.
Whereas, so every
like,
day.
Yeah, but so my humour doesn't make Graham laugh. Do I make you laugh?
I just laughed.
No, but that was about the first time I've ever heard you laugh at me in 15 years.
I know, and we recorded it. It was magical. We'll I be shall able to
listen,
watch it back.
I shall listen back to this.
Make a gif of it.
I've been gift. Oh, I'd quite like to become a meme this year. I think that would be quite interesting. Really? You know, like one of the looks.
Is that like one of those square things?
Like that. The eye roll. I'd like to be an eye roll gif. I'll do that. I'll gift that later.
Okay.
And then we'll put it on the internet and become internet famous.
So there you go. Will you be struggling going back to work? Have you been back to work already? One of my friends today sent me a picture basically going on about how difficult it was going back to work today. I was like, someone's been working all over the holidays.
I know, some of us don't stop.
No? Posting out your naked rugby player calendars and Swarovski bracelets.
Right, let's move on to the next story. Apparently, there could be a gay bar coming.
Gay bar.
Take you to a gay bar. Coming to EastEnders.
Doof. Doof.
Doof. Doof. Doof. Doof. Doof.
Doof.
Right, so, a senior... senior executive producer on the flagship soap EastEnders was answering questions on Twitter. It was a ask me anything kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so someone asked a question about diversity in the cast, you know, like different types of people and making it more reflective. Because like London, I read somewhere, it was quite an interesting point. I haven't watched EastEnders in quite a while, but they were like, considering it's London, it's like the most diverse city in the UK, right? And you've got people of colour, you've got gay people, you've got all different types of
nationalities
like Europeans and things like that. Yet there are none. In EastEnders, it was from the Chinese community, was like saying there's a huge Chinese community in London, yet there aren't any represented in EastEnders. I mean, I don't
watch EastEnders.
I haven't watched EastEnders. That was a couple of years ago. I don't know if they have put a Chinese like Chinese characters in. Then I take it back. But that was a couple of years ago, so I don't know.
It must be difficult though.
Go on.
It must be difficult to make a TV program with a set number of characters and have to tick every single box. Because otherwise you could end up... I mean, there are so many people in London from Europe, yeah, from all these different... You'd have to have a French person, a German person, an Australian person, a New Zealand person. You'd have to have so many different people. Each family would be made... Say you got like, you know...
No, but you're doing it like proportional representation, aren't you? So like, you know that there are X amount of like Polish or Bulgarian people. So therefore you should be reflective of that. So if you've got 10 cast members, right?
Yeah.
Then a percentage of them should be of whatever extraction.
Okay.
10% of them should be LGBT.
So do you think then that say that someone is, say we have visitors from Greenland, that at least in two episodes a year, there should be a walk-on role by someone from Greenland?
Yeah.
So we get the full representation. Maybe that's how they do it. They just put people in the pub. Well, and that's the conversation. Where are you visiting from today? I'm from Greenland.
What? Okay.
I don't know the Greenland accent.
But then you've ticked box. Done. Don't need to do it again. That's it. Move on to the next subject. I mean, that's how soaps work, doesn't it?
Doof, 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 doof.
Yes, so
it's going to be a gay bar.
Yes, so Kate Oates, who serves as the senior executive producer on the BBC show, revealed that there are plans to make EastEnders even more diverse and reflective of London's diverse population, and revealed that she's excited to add more LGBT characters to the show. Answering the fans' questions, she said, "We are looking at opening a gay bar in the square, which would be super cool." Actually, she said it would be a super cool precinct. This is TV language for you here.
Okay.
Where gay and straight characters can all just hang out and loads of stories can cross and should be something really exciting, really fun, really visual and feel true to multicultural London.
It's not going to be in... Now, you know, on the square, do they have those like underground toilets in the square like in Shepherd's Bush?
Well, if we're going to go gay bar, it should be...
They're going to convert the underground... I don't know if they have got them, but they're going to convert... Well, you heard it here first. They're going to convert the underground toilets into a gay bar in
EastEnders. Okay, so... I'm not aware of the current characters, but let's just let's put our bar staff in. Who do you want to be the bar manager? Like past, present, or future? Well, no, past or present
what,
characters.
From EastEnders.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never. Well, I have. The only EastEnders I've ever watched because I was a Northerner. We watched Emmerdale, we watched Corrie, and we watched Brookside. Loved Brookside.
What side?
Brookside.
What side?
Brookside.
Brookside. Okay. Right. But you must know some classic EastEnders characters.
The only person I know when we watched that Christmas special, is it Jimmy Carter? No.
Jimmy Carter's a president.
It wasn't Jimmy
Carter. Well, ex-president.
Jimmy... No.
No. Oh, God. Who are you talking about? The gay boy?
The young lad in it.
Yes. What was his name? He was the Carter family.
So he was a Carter. See, I'm thinking of... Sam Carter?
No. That Sam Strike was the actor... Oh, who
yeah,
was
whoever
the...
was Sam Strike. Sam Strike was...
Carter. What was his name? Can't remember.
I'm thinking of the other Jimmy from Brookside.
Yeah, Johnny Carter.
Johnny Carter.
There we go. Johnny Carter. I don't even know if he's in it, but you must own like Dot.
Oh, yeah. She'd make a fabulous drag queen in the bar, wouldn't she?
Well, but she had an anti-gay storyline many, many, many years ago. It was in the 80s. I'd quite like to see her being a door whore now, wouldn't you? You're coming in.
Keep your wallet on you. It's a bit gropey inside. That's a true story. Not from Doc Cotton.
She's not Scouse, but there you go. Oh, Peggy Mitchell?
Oh, no. Who's the other one?
Cat Slater?
No, the one from that programme, Beautiful Thing.
Oh, God, yes.
What's her name?
Oh, yeah, I know who. The mum in Beautiful Thing.
Oh, she's rough.
Oh, she is. Oh, no, not the person. But she's made to look up quite rough, isn't she?
Well, she's quite rough in Beautiful Thing as well, isn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
The character.
I do like her. She's very good.
You wouldn't mess up with her, would you?
Oh, no. No.
She would be the bar manager.
There was one, so, I mean, it must have been like 15 years ago. She's been in EastEnders quite a long time, and there's a moment where there was like two boyfriends in it. One was bi and one was gay, and one was Tiffany's brother, and Tony, I can't remember if anybody is an EastEnders fan, you can write in and tell me. letters@thegayuk.com. And there was just a real classic moment. It was so drag queen. She's standing at the top of the stoop at the stair, you know, like at the front door, smoking a fag. And they both walk along, kind of like giggling or something like that. And she goes, "Hello, boys." It's just a TV gold moment. It was just loved it. I was like, I need you to be a drag queen and I need you to come to my next party.
No idea who you're talking about or what you're talking
about. That woman,
about.
The one we were just talking about.
Oh, she was in it.
She had that. Oh my God, are you joking? What are you talking about?
She was the one holding a cigarette. She was the one in your story.
Beautiful thing. Yes, yeah. That's why I brought it up.
I wondered what you were whispering on about.
This has been a classic show, I'm sure. This is riveting, I'm sure, for everybody involved.
Oh, we've had restarts. So there could be a gay bar in EastEnders.
I'm very excited. And although, you know, it doesn't really, it's not really reflective of real life. They're closing left, right and centre.
They are.
But maybe if they open on EastEnders...
They could become popular again.
Exactly. Maybe just people just need to be showed.
And then Emmerdale Farm might open one as well.
Oh my God. And then Coronation Street.
And then they'll have to bring back Brookside. They'll have to bring back Brookside. Just
and
to
there
put
could
a
be a gay bar in Heartbeat. And the Bill.
And the
in fact, they could turn the casualty staff canteen into an LGBT scene.
They could do.
I'm telling you now.
There's many programmes that need a bit gaying up a bit.
2019 is going to be the year that gay bars cropped up, popped up, and basically spread like wildfire across
every TV program,
every soap. And then what's his face from whatever that soap is called? We'll have to.
I can't wait till Christmas. The snowman and the gay bar.
Love that one. That's brilliant. We're walking in the loos. Right. Okay. Have you got anything more to talk about?
No, I think you've waited on long enough, I think.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you here this evening. Thank you so much for joining us, giving half an hour of your time. And hopefully we'll see you again tomorrow.
We need to spend some time.
Is it Wednesday?
Yeah, it's Wednesday today. Yeah. So we've got one tomorrow night.
Days,
Hopefully we'll spend a little time working out the system. So we can read people's comments.
We're going to do some testers later, I'm sure. But yeah, thank you so much for joining us again. If you're on the podcast, please rate and review us wherever you picked up this podcast from.
Good night.
Good night. Goodbye.
Oh, I need to sign us out, don't I?
Yes. Oh, it's here. You know, it's that side.
I know, yeah. You've always put the mouse up.
I know. Right, take care, everybody. Bye.
Au revoir.